Let's remind everybody that you are listening to Digital Village right here on KPFK Los Angeles. My name is Doran Barron.
My name is Rick Allen, and next we're joined by Christian Boyce. He describes himself as a one-man mini-IT department for small businesses and individuals who use Apple products. We call him our go-to guy for all things Apple and Mac. Not surprisingly, we've asked Christian to join us tonight to talk about, well, there's some news.
Something happened.
Some news coming out of Cupertino, out of the Steve Jobs Auditorium. Hi, Christian.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. So I heard there was an event this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Going quickly, new upgraded Apple TV, so it can stream 4K video. New upgraded Apple Watch, which has LTE chip in it, so you can make phone calls without having your phone there.
Oh.
And,
yeah.
And okay, that's the easy stuff. And then
the warm-up act.
New iPhones. So there are, well, actually three new iPhones. There's an iPhone 8, like you'd expect, an iPhone 8 Plus, like you'd expect, and then there is no 9, but there is a 10.
You mean
so
X?
It's an X, but they're calling it 10. And I don't know what happened to 9. I look forward to the next one because that one goes to 11. for now, 10 is what we got.
All right.
Well, let's start with the 8. What does the 8 have that we didn't have before,
if anything?
Well, I hate to say it's kind of more of the same. It's better. Better than ever, better chip, so everything's faster. The photos are more calculations are done, so your photos are better. The iPhone 8 Plus has the dual cameras, so you can do the portrait mode like you could with the 7 Plus. But it also has the ability to generate lighting for a picture. It's not really putting light on the picture, but it's processing the picture before you take it to show you how it might look with different kinds of lighting, like you might see in a photo studio.
Hmm.
So it's really dramatic, and it seems to work very, very well.
Is it the Graham effect?
Well, I don't know that effect, but it's, you know, you get a good bokeh with the two cameras. The two lenses in the 8 Plus, and then you can knock out the background entirely, make it look like it's in shadow with the 8 Plus, but you can't do it with the 8. Let's talk about the 10. The thing about the 10, which is so cool, is that it's got a screen that's bigger than the 8 Plus, but it's only just a little bit bigger than the regular 8.
I was going to ask about the form factor and how big they were.
Yeah, so that's the surprising thing. So, you know, the 8 Plus, like the 7 Plus, is just kind of big, but you want it because of the great camera. But then you don't want it because it's too big. But with the iPhone 10, you get the great camera, and you get a bigger screen, yet it's only just a little bit bigger than the regular size 8.
Hmm.
I mean, of course you'll have room in your pocket for it because you got to spend $1,000, so you'll have plenty of room to drop it into your pants pocket because you won't have any money.
Yeah.
So anyway, it really looks good. I kind of thought that I wouldn't be interested in it because I just guessed it would be too big. But by the measurements, it's closer to the 8 than it is to the 8 Plus. And, of course, the 8 and the 8 Plus are just exactly the same size as the 7 and the 7 Plus.
Right. Okay.
So basically, there's more screen size, but they take it right to the edge of the phone.
They do. So that means they took away the Touch ID. They took away the home button, so you don't have a home button to click to wake it up. You don't have a home button with Touch ID to unlock it.
Uh-oh.
Or to use Apple Pay. So what they did is they made facial recognition. Instead of recognizing your fingerprint and unlocking your phone, now they recognize your face. And it's, you know, it's kind of new, so I haven't seen it in person because nobody's going to see them until they ship in November.
Right.
But it really, it looks like it solves a problem because a lot of people tell me that they never get the Touch ID to work. And a lot of times it's women who put some hand cream or something on their hand, and that confuses the Touch ID sensor. But now you don't have anything to touch. It looks at you, and it figures out it's you, and so it unlocks.
And there's been some concern about privacy issues around this. And now they have your face.
See, the face, all the processing is done on the phone. It's done on the device, so you never send this to iCloud or something like that. It's all on the device, and that's a good thing. They have a lot of other interesting features in that face. It's called Face ID. For one thing, you can't show a photograph to the phone. The phone won't fall for a photograph because it needs to be 3D, because the way the phone recognizes that it's you is it blasts a bunch of little infrared dots at you, and it makes a 3D map of the person who's looking at the phone, and it compares that to a 3D picture that you made when you first got the phone. So photographs won't fool it. It won't be fooled by someone wearing a rubber mask that looks like you.
Hmm.
In case, I don't know if there are rubber masks that look like you, but if there are, it's not going to work.
Good.
You don't have to worry. Yeah, what a relief. And then it also won't work, you know, if you use makeup to try to look like somebody, that won't work. And it also won't work unless your eyes are open. So if you were, let's say you fell asleep and your phone somehow was loose and somebody pointed it at your face,
to unlock it
won't work because you have to look.
Right.
What about a bad hair day?
it not only handles bad hair day, you can wear a hat, you can grow a beard, you can get older, which, you know.
None of us do that.
Right. When was our first time we talked? Was it like...
when we were young, Christian.
Yeah, right. We weren't talking about iPhones. I think we were talking about, like, I don't know.
And it was an iMac.
Shard sticks. Or, yeah. But it grows with you. So it's really astounding that it can figure out that this is the same guy. If you wear glasses, it's okay. You can be recognized with or without the glasses. It's really amazing what they've figured out. And it turns out that it's harder to fool the Face ID than it was to fool the Touch ID with fingerprint. They say that the odds of a person being able to replicate your fingerprint well enough to get into your phone is 1 in 50,000. And I thought the number was a lot higher than that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not. 1 in 50,000, they say. But with the face, 1 in 1,000,000, unless you have a twin.
An evil twin.
Twin. So they say in that case you should not use it. That you should use a passcode and type in a number.
Wow.
So very interesting.
Well, there's a satire on the web, and the guy comes out like he's the head of Apple, and he says, stuff like the Face ID technology is unnecessary. When you look at your phone, it'll shoot thousands of lasers straight into your pores. Then it sucks your soul like a Demeter. That's how we get our power. Thanks for your life juice. And we stack pictures of, and we stack 3D pictures of your face up on shelves just in case of a rainy day.
Yeah, I don't think they're quite doing that just yet.
Not yet.
Now, do all three models have the Face ID in it, or just the 10?
No, only the 10.
Okay.
The iPhone 8 Plus and the iPhone 8 still use the Touch ID. It's going to take a little bit of getting used to, because things that you're used to doing with the home button and the Touch ID are going to have to be done a different way. And, you know, they've developed another way. So you kind of swipe up and it unlocks. But there'll be some adjustment there for sure. So if somebody is happy with the way things are, then the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8 Plus they'll make them happy too. But if they want the latest and greatest, they're going to have to learn to do some new things. And that's what the iPhone 10 is just the way it is.
It's different. Yeah. I hear it comes in two colors. You can't and afford it. somebody's called it the $1,000 emoji machine. Why don't you tell us what a great emoji machine it is?
Well, it looks like it is. You can do 3D emojis that will track your expressions. So if you smile, they'll smile. If you frown, they'll frown. If you talk, they'll talk. Your mouths will move to match.
Oh, that's all
what
I need.
Saying. It seems like there's a reason to run out and buy two of these. I don't know. We don't know yet who you can send them to. I mean, if you send the 3D emoji with your facial expression, will it animate at the other end for anyone who doesn't have an iPhone 10? I don't know yet.
Yeah.
We're still 2 months out. I mean, the iPhone 10. Well, the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 8 Plus you can order online starting Friday, and they'll ship the next Friday.
Oh, okay. So you can still get the S7, or I mean the 8. Sorry. and it's totally different than the 7 in that it's now $800.
Well, it's $800. Yeah, it's gone up. But, you know, I think the thing about the cost, the cost matters. Of course it matters. But nobody goes out and buys the phone with cash and takes it home.
That's true.
And owns it. Nobody brings, you know, you don't bring $800 to the store and come back with a phone. You get a plan where you're spending, you know, $40 a month to buy this phone over time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the iPhone 8, you know, costs you between $35 and $40 a month for 24 months. You know, you get the iPhone 8 Plus, it's a couple dollars more. It's about $5 more. You want to get the iPhone 10, it's between $5 and $10 more than buying the 8 Plus. So it's not that bad because I guess it's not that bad because it's already so bad that we're all spending so much money on our phone already. What's another couple of dollars? Right?
Exactly. Well, so, and that's it. That it's like a car dealership. They get you on. Well, yeah, but it's only $127 a month. It's only $60 a month.
Yeah. Well, the Apple Store does do trade-ins, and a lot of people have iPhone plans that are where you're sort of leasing. You know, you pay for the phone, and then when a new phone comes out, you give them back the phone, and you start paying on the new phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's more of a leasing thing than anything.
Right.
And, you know, if you own it for 2 years. If you pay for it for 2 years, then it's yours. But if you didn't make it that far, then you either have to pay off the old one and start a new one, or you give them back the old one and you start paying on a new one. So it's not quite that bad, but I mean, it's like it costs less to buy a MacBook Air. So, you know, that's a whole computer compared to a phone.
Hold that.
The phone's better. So.
Yeah, but it also costs the same as 52 U2 albums. I think I'm going to keep my U2 albums.
That's interesting.
I hadn't heard of me that one. They also they have a wireless charging pad or something, right? Did they not?
Well, they don't have it yet, but their phones have a wireless. They have an ability to be charged wirelessly. So the one difference between the three phones that are coming out, the ones that were announced yesterday, those phones all have a glass back. They don't have a metal back. They have a glass back.
Oh.
And because it's glass, you can charge it through the miracle of inductive radiation or whatever it is. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
All I know is you set it down on a special mat that's plugged into the wall, and that your phone begins to charge. And the idea is that these mats will be installed all over the place. They'll be at Starbucks. They'll be sort of integrated into the counters. into the tables where you sit. And, you know, they'll be in the hotel lobby, or maybe they'll be in an airplane, airport waiting rooms. And so you would just set your phone down and it starts to charge. They still have lightning ports, so you can still put you still charge them directly like that. That's fine. They still don't have headphone jacks. They're not coming back.
No headphone jacks. And you have to have the UCB C in order to charge the 10.
I've heard that, but I haven't quite seen it because I haven't seen the phone. You know, with the charging, there are other brands that are making these kinds of inductive charging, which they make these mats, and Belkin makes them. I think maybe Murphy makes one. It's a standard kind of thing. It's kind of like USB was that Apple didn't invent it, but they just jumped on that bandwagon. So you won't have to buy an Apple charger necessarily in order to charge wirelessly. But Apple did show a charging mat that was kind of shaped, I don't know, kind of like a flat football. It was white, of course, and there was enough room on it to put an iPhone and an iPad and an Apple Watch, I think.
Yeah.
All sit on it and get charged if it was the right Apple Watch. It had to be the new one.
All right, Christian Boyce.
Thank you, Christian.
For that update.
My pleasure.
Let us know. What's a good website?